Vegas, baby, Vegas!
At the end of the game, you count up your money. That's how you find out who's best.
If all my bets were safe, there just wouldn't be any juice.
The point spreads, the prop bets, the teasers, the parlays. From Vegas to you, this is Behind the Bets.
Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Bets with Doug Kazarian, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Little change in the schedule this week. We got some UFC coming your way. This is Friday, November 20th. We had to move some stuff around. Matthew and Lou are going to be joining me momentarily. Appreciate Matthew especially just because he's moving around the country, flying this week, and had conferences and all that stuff, and so the flexibility. But what we have here is UFC 255, a couple big money lines in the main event. First, Figueiredo is minus about $283. So we're going to probably have a total talk. We're going to talk about that. Shevchenko, minus 1,600. What a run she's been on. The money line for her was over 1,000, minus 1,000 in four straight bouts. And that is the first fighter in the last 10 years to accomplish that. So that'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But she's just been so dominant. But we'll have a play on that total as well. So a little tweak to the schedule. We're moving some things around. Obviously, next week with Thanksgiving will be a different, unique week in and of itself. But then the following week, we're going to try to cement our regular schedule. But let's get to this. And before we do, I got to tell you about this podcast because I've really enjoyed what Woj has done here. How does 25-year-old two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo get drafted 15th overall in a weak draft class? Adrian Wojnarowski investigates the twists and turns that led to a franchise and league altering selection in 2013, a three-part series that tells this unique story, including interviews with individuals close to the process, as well as a one-on-one sit down with Giannis himself. Check out the Woj Pod special, the Giannis Draft, wherever you find your podcasts.
Stop. Hammer time.
All right, after a week off, we bring back the UFC fellas with an intriguing card this weekend. Matthew and Lou, good to be with you guys. So we have a couple big lines, one enormous line in the main event, co-main event, but another big line in the main event. But there's still value on the betting board. You can do kind of certain props and over-unders. So let's get to it. Matthew, I know you're on a total in both the main event and the co-main. So let's start with the main event. Why are you on the over 1.5 here?
Look, typically 125-pounders tend to go longer in fights than some of the other weight classes anyway. They just don't have the pure size and strength to get the KO finishes that other people get. And I think in this one, we have a late replacement and a style change. So Figueiredo is going to have to completely change his style and his expectation. He expected to fight a brawler in Cody Garbrandt, and now suddenly he's going to have to fight a wrestler in Alex Perez, and I think that's going to take a little time for his to adapt his style. And for that reason, I think this one probably gets into the least – round three or so, and here we're only laying over 1.5 rounds, which is unprecedented for 125-pound fighters.
Yeah, I mean, we're still in the apex here in Las Vegas, so smaller cage, but to your point, it's 125, so the flyweight typically does not have quick, but that'll be interesting. And you like the over in the next fight as well.
Yeah, I really like this one. So Valentina Shevchenko has this reputation as a destroyer, as the most dominant champion right now, maybe in the UFC. And that might be the case. She may be the most dominant champion in comparison to the level of competition from the other fighters in that weight class. But she's not really the finisher that a lot of people give her credit for. So the first 8 fights of her career ended in finish. But if you take those 8 fights out, basically she has 19 wins, 6 of them already by decision, 13 finishes. But you take those 8 fights out in her first 8 fights of her career, and suddenly she has 5 finishes and 6 decisions, and her last 11 wins as the competition's got better. That's the case lately. You know, 50-50 in her last 4 fights, whether it went to the decision or not. And even the Caitlin Chookagian fight, in which she did get the knockout, that knockout came late in the 3rd round. It wasn't an early knockout. And the Jessica Eye head kick just came out of nowhere. But besides that, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, Liz Carmouche, Both of those, she went the full five rounds. I think we're getting a bargain here at over 2.5 rounds, especially since I expect she's going to be extremely cautious when the fight does go to the ground against a Brazilian jiu-jitsu ace like Jennifer Maia.
Yeah, and the money line on the side of the fight, so -1450, it's probably still not worth it to go maybe you can do Shevchenko by decision, maybe get a little boost. It all depends on the payouts of those props. Let's move next on the card and bring in Lou here. And you guys are actually both on Means. Lou, welcome to the discussion. That's on me. But I'll let you tee up why you like Means of the Dog here.
Well, this is a fight where you have two guys that are definitely going to go out there and do nothing but strike. So it's a stand-up fight. Perry averages 4.3 strikes, but he also receives 4.4 strikes. That's per minute. Whereas Means has a little bit better positive differential, striking at 5 landed strikes per minute, but only receiving 3.5 per minute. Means is the older fighter, but he's been active. He has a 4-inch reach height advantage, a 4-inch reach advantage with arms and legs. Means has the ability to maintain distance and pick and peck Perry apart from the outside. He doesn't want this too close, but he does have dangerous elbows as well. Perry is fighting mental issues, in my opinion. You can research him out of the cage if you'd like, but suffice it to say, he's dangerous, he's tough, he's crazy, but he's not really a polished mixed martial artist, and for that reason, I give Means the advantage here, and he's an underdog.
Yeah, you're getting the plus money. Anything to add there, Matthew?
What's interesting here is that Mike Perry isn't training like a professional anymore. We saw in his last fight, he had his girlfriend in his corner. He wasn't training with established gyms. He's basically out there hitting the heavy bag in his garage and working out, lifting weights. This guy, I mean, he was auctioning off who would be in his corner anymore. And you saw that deterioration last time against a fighter who's proven to be inept on the feet throughout his career, and Mickey Gall. Mike Perry did not look great in that fight. A fight most people said Mickey Gall wouldn't be able to last a minute on the feet with him, went the whole distance. Perry's technique is really deteriorating, and I think Means is going to get it done here.
Okay. Both of you on the side of the dog, I like that. Now, you're on a favorite as we round out the main card here. You're on Paul Craig against Mauricio Hua. Why are you willing to lay the $1.60-$1.70?
Look, Paul Craig gassed himself the first time these two fought because he almost finished Mauricio Shogun Hua in the very first round of their last fight. And by going all out to finish him, he completely gassed. What was interesting is that despite the fact that he was completely gassed out on the feet against in what is supposed to be an elite-level striker in Shogun Hua, Hua couldn't put him away in those last two rounds and really didn't do big-time damage and just came away with the draw in that fight. At the end of the day, if you need to know why we're fading Shogun Hua, just go back and watch his last fight against Nogueira, against a 45-year-old, basically. He looked like he has nothing left in the tank. And who would blame Shogun Hua for having nothing left in the tank? This is a guy who's been fighting for 20 years at the highest level. He was never exactly a gym rat. He doesn't have the body or athleticism that some of these guys have. And at this point, I just don't think he has anything left in the tank except a big name that people recognize. And I think Paul Craig is going to be better everywhere in this fight. And I think he's going to get a finish.
Okay. All right. Shogun's been a big name, but not obviously where he is in his career now. We go to the prelims. Roy Val is a dog around plus, I don't know, 150, 160. And I believe both of you are on Roy Val. Lou, I'll ask you, why the dog here?
Well, this is maybe not as clear cut as Means. This is going to be a sensational fight. Brandon Moreno was originally scheduled to fight Alex Perez, who's now in the main event fighting Figueiredo. And that fight was going to be an elimination. So the winner of that fight was going to go on and get the next chance at Figueiredo. And so Moreno loses Perez to the main event, and Roy Val steps in and has earned his way in.
And there's more dogs on the fight for you. We'll start with Jordan Wright, who's over 2-1. Why do you like him against Buckley?
Okay, this is going to be a great fight. Jordan Wright is going to be 4 inches the taller athlete. He's going to have a 4-inch reach advantage. He's a very athletic kid that's dropping from 205 to fight at 185. His body of work, the competition he's faced, has really been substandard, however, until his last two fights where he showed marked improvement. He's recently changed gyms to Dynamics in LA. He's a high-volume fighter, and he fights a kid in Buckley who we remember just about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. He was the one that fought Kasagane that did that amazing spinning kick and knocked Kasagane out on his feet. And I think he's gaining a lot of notoriety in the way of point spread love. Because of that one flash knockout, we have to understand that he had a fight just before that where he fought Kevin Holland and was knocked out himself. So Buckley still has a lot to show, and I don't think he should be quite the favorite he is. I do like Jordan Wright in this spot to reach up and use his physical attributes, size, reach, and youth to beat Buckley.
All right, and plus 215-ish. Can certainly be enticing. One more dog, and that's Jared Gooden. Obviously, a lot less than 2-1, but about 115 here.
Yeah, Gooden's in his debuting fight, but the UFC's had his eye on him for some time. The major issue with Gooden and his opponent is that the opponent, Alan Juban, 38 years old, he's a lefty, and he's going to be a little bit shorter and giving away reach to Gooden, who's 26 years old. So you have a debuting fighter that's 26 and ascending against a 38-year-old fighter in Juban, who is basically looking at this fight as a barometer as to whether he continues in mixed martial arts as a competitor or if he moves into modeling, which is where he's kind of been straying for the last few years. I don't like the distractions and the age difference for Juban, and Gooden with the wrestling base, I think, is just going to have too much cardio. I think he's going to grind out a win over 3 rounds.
All right, good stuff, my man. Thank you for taking our listeners through that. And Matthew had to jump, as I alluded to earlier. So appreciate Matthew's time, especially on a day where he's doing seminars and all sorts of major stuff. Should be a fun card. Like I said, at the top, we got those money lines, but some good value that we've uncovered the rest of the way. Lou, thanks so much, and be well, my man.
Pay that man his money.
All right, thanks to Matthew and Lou for their insight, and hope everyone enjoyed it as well and still had plenty of time to download the podcast before the UFC card at the Apex is tomorrow for us. So it's so kind of rare. We usually do this early in the week, but UFC 255 is on Saturday at the Apex. And thanks to Matthew and Lou. Thanks to everyone, and we'll be back early next week. We're going to have a few moving pieces on our schedule because of the holiday week. And then the following week, we hope to get to our regular schedule and regular routine. Enjoy the weekend.